Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Roundtable Riot. As always, I'm your host, Jada Boya. I hope you all are having an amazing week. I can tell you right now, this week is a struggle for a young player like myself, but I'm just pushing through. You know, we got to do what we got to do. Anywho, I hope you guys enjoyed the previous episode on child support. If you haven't had a chance to go back and listen, I suggest you do. Well, no, I'm not going to suggest. I ask that you do. I think we had covered some really interesting topics. It was good to get a male's point of view. And because y'all know my stance on child support, I would much rather have the other parent's presence in my twin's life versus their once a year child support payments. But that's another story for another day. Now, nevertheless, let's jump into this week's episode. So, this week's small business review goes to the Lioness Group. I actually met these amazing women at the Judy Dropping Knowledge Tour earlier this year. So let me tell you all how I met them. Since my in-my-head boo, Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, you know, he can do no wrong for me. That's my forever bae. Since earlier this year, I heard that he used AirDrop to like give his fans shoes during his Coachella performance, I was like, oh my God, that is a great marketing idea. And I never thought to use it. So I went ahead and I turned on the feature because, you know, you never know what type of opportunities you can miss. Cause you know, I go to like some concerts here and there in Atlanta. So you never know what type of opportunities you can miss, like for networking, whatever, rada, 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 booda, booda, booda. After turning on, I slick forgot that I even had the feature on. So, you know, I'm going on about my daily life, and here comes the Judy Dropping Knowledge Tour. So I'm at the tour, and I keep getting these alerts that say, the Lioness Group wants to share with you. I didn't think anything of it because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I really and truly thought something was wrong with my phone. I was like, what the fuck? And it was because I was just excited to be in the event. So I kept ignoring the alerts. And y'all, it was not until I sat down in my seat that I actually paid attention to what the alert said when it was sent again. So I got the alert again. This is probably like maybe the third or fourth time. I got the alert again and I opened the flyer and I was super impressed. Now, if you don't know, I'm schmedium ghetto. Like a little bit, but a lot of it. Like schmedium ghetto. For the most part, I held it together really well, but the southwest side of Atlanta came out of me real quick. So I started yelling, who is airdropping us? Who is airdropping us? This is amazing. And I have to meet you. Like, I'm loud, y'all. Like, loud. So luckily, one of the owners was actually on my row. And she was like, it was me. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So she and I started talking. And come to find out, this company helps you launch and manage your business. I'm talking about from start to finish. And they also hold coding classes for kids. And these are just a few of the things they do. So if you all like are just looking to hit the ground running, but you don't know where to start, I really and truly suggest that you all check out the Lioness Group. That is the Lioness Group LLC on Instagram. Y'all need to check them out ASAP because like I said, I was impressed off of an AirDrop flyer. So imagine what else they're doing. And don't forget to tell them that the loud ass girl from the Judy Dropping Knowledge Tour sent you. All right, let's take a break. And now a quick message from this week's sponsor.
Hi everyone. This is Travis and Faye of Twinacious Juice. We have been working hard to perfect our delicious lemonade recipes and are ready to share them with the world. We have a growing variety of lemonade for you to try. We are currently offering classic lemonade, blueberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, and watermelon lemonade. Twinacious Juice Lemonade is homemade with only fresh and organic ingredients that we know you will love. So much so that we are offering a 10% discount on your first order of Twinacious Juice. visit www.tenaciousjuice.com. That's www.tenaciousjuice.com to order today and use offer code TWINS for 10% off your first order.
Okay, and we are back. This week's episode is going to be like super short, straight to the point, because for the most part, it's a solo riot. And this week, I am truly just kind of ranting and raving about, well, more ranting, less raving, about a recent customer service experience that I had that just pushed me over the top. So I have a family plan with Sprint, and I've been a customer for over a decade. And if you've been paying attention to the news, Sprint and T-Mobile are trying to do this merger because, like, really and truly, Sprint is going to hell in a handbasket. Like, their stock options are low. It's just looking real ugly over there. So, like I said, I've been a customer for over a decade. And at this point, I can verify firsthand why Sprint is losing customers and failing. And at the end of the day, it's because of their lack of customer service. So the previous week, I was attempting to activate a phone that I already had in my possession. I just never used it. I had like the latest iPhone XS Max that I was just trying to activate it or whatever. So I had the worst customer service experience ever with Sprint. Now, no, this was not the first time that I've ever had a horrible customer service experience with Sprint, but this was the last straw, at least for me. So I called around 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. After being on hold for over 30 minutes, just waiting for an agent, y'all, the agent finally picks up, verify my account, and this motherfucker just put me on hold again. So y'all know I'm fuming, like hot. Because I'm like, I just waited 30 minutes to get to you. Then I tell you what I'm calling for. And you put me on hold. What they do today? You haven't even said, oh, well, what kind of device is it? That you just immediately put me on hold right after you get into my account. Okay, bet. So, like, I hold the phone for maybe 3 minutes. Tell me why the agent intentionally disconnected the call. And don't tell me, oh, maybe the call dropped. Rada, 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 Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. No, in the past, with Sprint, when the call has dropped, the agent calls you right back. I know this was intentional because the agent did not call me back. Then I got emails from Sprint telling me how to manage my account online, how to access my account online. And I'm like, what the fuck? This ain't what I called for. Why the fuck is you emailing me this stupid ass, dumb ass, fuck ass shit? So I called back. I had to wait again. And I was like, okay, maybe it'll work this time. I was wrong. Wrong as hell. I called Sprint literally 15 times that day for the same issue. I spent exactly 5 hours trying to activate a phone. And guess what? The phone still is not fucking activated. I don't know what's going on with Sprint, but it's like their agents do not attempt to provide solutions. They either disconnect the call, pass you around from agent to agent, place you on hold, pass you around from agent to agent again until you get so frustrated that you say, fuck this shit and hang up. Man, maybe Sprint isn't investing enough in their employees because I know good and damn well they're not paying them enough because it's a customer service job. But whatever it is, this is why Sprint is failing. Imagine having to repeat yourself 15 times to 15 different people expecting a different outcome and not getting it. That is a textbook definition of insanity. Sprint, y'all are driving y'all customers insane. Your customer service agents are driving your customers insane, And it's getting to the point where we are more than willing to end our contracts. We are more than willing to pay our termination fees if that means we can go to a carrier who is willing to handle our concerns on the first call instead of half-assing our concerns on the 20th call. Like, ugh. Now, Sprint, I'm definitely, most definitely not the one to hope for anybody's downfall. I'm actually saying all of this in hopes that it finds its way to you so that you can fix this issue. Because if your company fails, thousands of people are out of jobs, and no one deserves that because Sprint is being lackluster as a whole. Because what do they say? It starts at the head. Come on now. Come on, Sprint. It starts at the head. It started at y'all corporate office and it's just rolling down. So y'all got some things that y'all need to figure out. Sprint, I just really and really, really don't know what it's going to take for your company to stay afloat. Even if this merger does go through, like, in all honesty, I don't see it being like a T-Mobile Sprint. I see T-Mobile completely absorbing Sprint and its customers. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if y'all need to invest more in customer service and community. Like, maybe those are the two things that y'all need to do. Maybe y'all should start investing less in advertising and more in human connections. I mean, put more boots on the ground at community events to show your current and potential customers that you care about more than just their money. Because I'm more willing to shop with somebody or stay with somebody if I see them in my neighborhood doing quote unquote good. Then y'all also need to work on retaining your staff. I don't know, maybe y'all need to offer more incentives, because I know damn sure y'all need to do weekly training, because whatever the fuck y'all doing, it ain't doing shit. Because I know for a fact y'all can't be doing weekly fucking training. And the training is so important to ensure that the job is done right so that you don't have frustrated customers like myself. Hell, like, y'all also maybe need to have more staff appreciation events so that your staff is excited about coming to work. Well, Hold on, take that back. Maybe they're more willing to come to work. I ain't gonna say they're excited to come to work because, you know, every blue moon we have staff appreciation events at my job, and that shit, it don't excite me, but it's like, oh, okay, maybe they care a little bit. So, yeah, I'll go to work. But we're not talking about me right now. We're talking about y'all, Sprint. We're talking about y'all. So, like I said, y'all need to do something that makes your employees like, okay, I can do this. I can go to work. I got this. Because, Sprint, your customers are fed the entire fuck up. Like, we fed, if somebody was fed, we up the air. Okay, we up to yeah with the bullshit. Like, we don't know what to do. Like, I really need y'all to do better, Sprint. Hell, hire me as a consultant. I have amazing customer service skills. I'm not like, I'm in a professional setting, I'm not medium ghetto. I'm 100% professional. But I damn sure whip your staff into shape for a fee. Remember, that invoice got to be paid first before you can pick my brain. Oh, now that I've gotten that out and off of my chest, let's move on to something more positive, because we're going to leave all that in the past, because guess what we can't do? Change it. We can't change that interaction with Sprint. So we're just going to leave it right back there. So now it is time to get into the motivational moment. So take a deep breath, clear your mind, and be receptive. Because not only is this moment for you, but I'm also talking to myself. Okay. So today's motivational moment is about stop being flighty and start fighting for what aligns with your purpose. I know it is hard to stay focused when it seems like no one has your back. Cause I've been there. I've completely been there. There have been times that, you know, I'm looking for support and it's just not there. So it makes me want to give up. At times you would rather run towards acceptance than face your goals alone. Ooh, that's a word. That's a word. What you have to remember is that some people are only in your life when the times are good. They will not sit in the trenches with you. They will not be a listening ear when you need it. And they damn sure will not help you find your way to a clearer path when your vision is hazy, especially when it does not benefit them in that moment. This week, I need you to remember your passion purpose. Or if you haven't found your passion purpose, take some time out alone to drown out the noise of the world and figure this shit out. In order to find out what you are fighting for, or hell, maybe what you're even fighting against, remember that time only moves forward. So you can either get busy loving the life you live or live in shoulda, coulda, woulda land forever. Because to remix the words of the great modern day philosopher Foxy Brown, ain't nobody gonna fuck with you like you. Y'all know what she really said, though. But it's just like a little light remix. But anyway, so what you gonna do? All right, y'all, that is my time. Thank you for listening. Remember that starting in September, I will be doing Meet Me at Berean. So stay tuned for more details on that. Also, don't forget to send your ranting and raving letters to theroundtableriot@gmail.com for a chance to have your letter read on the show. And if it's read on the show, after it's read, for the simple fact that we can't change it, you just leave it right there. You don't go back to it. We're not going to go back and forth. We're not going back and forth with the past no more because we can't change it. So we might as well stop living there. My address not back there. And yours shouldn't be either. With that being said, that wraps up this week's episode. Once again, thank you for listening. And don't forget to follow the show on social media, all platforms at the Roundtable Riot for weekly updates. And just in case nobody tells you this week, you look amazing. That color looks good on you. And you smell divine. I mean, oh, you smell fucking amazing. Like, you just smell good. Love you guys. Later days.